American podcasting eminence Roman Mars was in Dublin over the weekend for a live version of his 99% Invisible podcast, alongside which Mars also helped to judge an award for new audio work, which was won by Culturefile contributor Gareth Stack. And so this time we're going to hear the winning piece, which features Ewan Hennelly, a Brighton-based Irish electronic musician who has a radical approach to bringing his work and his audience together. He hides cassettes of his experimental electronic music at locations in rural England and lets anyone with a GPS device track them down.
Have you ever looked at one of these before? Okay. Well, it's pretty simple. I mean, these are designed to be used by children. I still can't believe and use it. You've got your tools, settings and all that sort of stuff. It tells you the summary of your trip, where you've been. You've got statistics and awards, so every time you actually find a geocache, it gives you a little smiley face on the map. Then you've got your map, which is, there we go, good example. See a little box there? That's a geocache. Yeah, so we are going the right way.
Phew!
Boy, would my face ever be red if I'd gotten us lost even before we started.
In my spare time, I was doing a lot of hiking around the countryside there, and I wanted to try and find some way of amalgamating hiking with electronic music. So I started reading up on geocaching, and geocaching essentially is like a digital treasure hunt. There's a website, geocaching.com, and people plant geocaches or little boxes just all over the world. I mean, there's millions of them all over the world. And they're just little boxes with a little logbook inside them. And sometimes they have little objects that you can swap or take or whatever. You find these boxes using a GPS. You go onto the website and you go, well, I'm going to be walking in this particular area today. I want to see if there's any geocaches around there. And you can search by size of cache or difficulty of cache. And some of them are puzzle caches as well. You've got to work out a puzzle before you can find them. So I thought, right, okay, well, maybe this would be an interesting way to try and distribute some music. So what I decided to do was just start making up tapes and CDs of this ZPG stuff that I was making, and then just hide them in these caches.
It's a really big worldwide thing. I mean, there's over 2 million geocaches all over the world now. If you look on the geocaching.com website, there's a kind of a counter of however many geocaches and however many are found a day and so on and so forth. And it's just, like, constantly increasing, you know? I like being active. I like, you know, doing physical things. And, oh, there's a dead rabbit. That's what I think, that his eyes picked out. Oh, that's nature for you, I suppose. I just love the act of being out in the elements and, you know, and sort of marching through sort of mud and climbing up hills. And obviously you get like a real good sort of physical rush from doing lots of exercise. But then when there's a kind of a payoff at the end of it, that you can actually put a CD in a box or a tape in a box, yeah, you know, I've actually accomplished something today. We're about 400 meters away from our first geocache. Hopefully it's worthwhile seeing. The dike is over there, and I'll show it to you in a few minutes. You'll do some oohing and aahing. The cache is, it looks like it's on this side of the road, but it's down there somewhere. So hopefully we're not going too far off course here. Yeah, bingo. Got it. And it's the perfect size as well. So you see it there, it says official geocache, contents harmless, please don't remove. We'll just pop it open. And we'll open the panel and sign the log. The bag open here. People have left their details there. So the last person to actually come to this was on the 12th. In the geocaching world, people who are non-geocachers are referred to as muggles. I'll just do this. So, I'll sign it. Today is the 15th, 16th. And my tag is IZPG. Hyphen I. There we go. So I'll just put this back in its box. And we'll get a tape. And hopefully it'll fit in there.
bit of a tight squeeze, but actually, you know what? It's a bit tight, so someone has left a little necklace in there. No, I won't take that. I'll take this skull rubber. Right in there. And that goes in there as well. Perfect fit. And we put it back underneath the water tank and then shove the stones back in to hide it. And we're done.
That's great.
That was so pain-free. You should see some of the times I've come out and I've just been wandering around for hours. My friend in Dublin wrote a iPhone app some time ago. It's essentially a geocaching app. What actually happens is that you go to a specific location and the device that you're using will download content at that specific location. So what we decided to do would be to do an album based around that idea. So the Forever War tape that we're doing, or I'm dropping today, we're going to use the content from that, because the music on this tape hasn't been released anywhere else. I've only put it in a few boxes around the countryside. So we're going to make an actual album, an app album. We'll set it up around Dublin as an initial test, and so you'll download the app, switch it on, it'll look at where you are, and it will tell you to go to a specific point and then download content or the first track, and then you'll get to the second point and so on and so forth, and by the time you finish the route you have the full album. Before I left Ireland, just getting to the stage where I thought, well, I need to lose a little bit of weight. I got a bike. I used to cycle up into the Dublin Mountains and just dump my bike in the forest and then go and hike across the mountains, and just really, really liked it up there. It's so peaceful and that. And when I came out here, you know, I mean, I obviously did a lot of research before we came, and I thought, wow, yeah, this is just on our doorstep. Just go out whenever I want, you know? So I just started spending more and more time out here. To be perfectly honest with you, in all the time I've been doing this, I've only ever had one email from somebody about it. And it was actually almost in the, it was probably the first week or 2 weeks that I was doing it. And some man sent me an email and he said, I found your CD, thank you very much. It's a little beyond my understanding. I'm afraid I'm frightfully old-fashioned, but it's a lovely idea. And I was really kind of spurred on by that someone would actually take the time to drop me a mail. I don't know, I mean, I don't have great hopes for contact through these things, but I just love the idea that someone will pick it up, and it would be something that they would never have come across before, a sound that they would never come across before, or that it's just something new. I find it kind of hard to understand why I do it. Hey, we're out in the Downs now, so, you know, I'm really happy, so I think that's what it is.
Geocaching electronic composer Ewan Henley there talking to Gareth Stack. And next time on Culturefile, we'll be keeping company with Dublin Theatre Company, The Company.